Welcome to GSO2Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GSO2Go Voices host. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the November 2009 GSO2Go Voices podcast. This month's feature story is on Greg Ott, a Fulton County Middle School language arts teacher. He was one of 54 educators nationwide to be named a Milken Family Foundation Educator of the Year. He won this coveted national award along with $25,000. Page 2 of GSO2Go also has a link to many photos of the event. Congratulations to Mr. Ott. Virtual math manipulatives are also showcased in this month's issue. The National Library of Virtual Manipulatives has interactive, web-based virtual manipulatives and concept tutorials for student learning. This site helps all math teachers round off their assessment with great online activities in the domains of number and operations, algebra, geometry, measurement and data analysis, and probability. New videos for career, technical, and agricultural education have been added to the GSO video library. These CTAE videos provide all teachers and administrators another opportunity to explore, review, and learn more about the many career and technical education opportunities available to all students. These videos can be used by schools as recruitment tools for the business and computer science and marketing, sales, and services program concentrations. Also worth watching is an excellent promotional video that features all the CTAE student organizations. You can find these CTAE videos under the Resources and Videos tab on GSO. Did you know that there's a dedicated training section on GSO? The GSO training area offers access to webinars, both live and pre-recorded, GPS registration and training, and a direct link to all of Georgia's ETCs. Training can be found under the main training tab from any GSO page. As usual, the new Georgia Encyclopedia starts off the learning celebrations for the November 2009 GSO2Go. Are you teaching second grade or eighth grade social studies? Then your students can learn more about James Edward Oglethorpe, one of Georgia's first colonists, by using the new Georgia Encyclopedia. Verizon Thinkfinity's content partner, Edcitement, also has some relevant links to activities, ideas, and websites that can be used for November, such as the Not Indians, Many Tribes Native American Diversity Lesson Plan to develop better awareness between the terms Indians and Native Americans. November is National American Indian Heritage Month. GSO2Go has a few sites promoting awareness and appreciation to the traditions and culture of American Indians and Alaskan Natives. There is a Native Americans online quiz, or if your class is planning loom work or a lane stitch project, then the interactive beadwork designer is a great online craft for them. Social studies teachers have one more event to celebrate in November, and that is Geography Awareness Week. There are links to the official site of the event, Google Earth, and a GSO geography video. Links to everything mentioned in the November 2009 podcast are in the GSO2Go newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read GSO2Go and share it with others. To access this month's GSO2Go newsletter as well as other issues, just enter GeorgiaStandards.org into your browser. Click the Resources and Videos tab at the top of the webpage, and then click the Resources link in the left navigation. All the resources links will be listed in alphabetical order. Look for the GSO2Go newsletters link. GSO2Go is downloadable as a PDF, which means that you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. There is an HTML text version as well. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening to the November 2009 podcast.